I was born exactly 300 years after the death of Galileo. I estimate that about 200,000 other babies were also born that day. I don't know whether any of them was later interested in astronomy.
My first memory is of Isabel pushing a rather antiquated carriage-built pram along North Road with Stephen and Mary in it, sort of looking very large because they had large heads and pink cheeks and they were very noticeable. They all looked different from ordinary people.
I can remember visiting the Hawking home, several times. It was the sort of place where, if you were invited to stay to supper, you might be allowed to have your conversation with Stephen, but the rest of the family would be sitting at the table reading a book, a behaviour which was not really approved of in my circle, but which was tolerated from the Hawkings because they were recognised to be very eccentric, highly intelligent, very clever people, but still a bit odd. My impression of the Hawking family was that they were all like that, except for Stephen, who seemed to be the only normal member of the family.
Stephen used to reckon he knew, I think it was 11 ways of getting into the house, and I could only find 10 of them.